It's now time for Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on KNCA 103.9 FM. We'll start with the girls' basketball team, the Lady Redhawks, sitting at 2-2, and we're joined now by Brady Jasper, the head coach of the Redhawks. Again, our conversation with the coach tonight brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. In a very challenging week since we last spoke, Coach, two ranked teams on the schedule. It started last Friday at Centralia, and then returning home against a top-three team or a top-four team in 3A in Nemaha Central. Both close losses, but let's talk about the Centralia game first on Friday. Came down to the wire and a five-point loss there. What were a few key takeaways from that one?
Well, it was a good game. I think the major takeaway was kind of letting it slip in the second quarter. One-point game after the first quarter, and Centralia, to me, kind of made an adjustment on the defensive end to open up there the second quarter. We didn't shoot the ball very well during that stretch, and we got down 13 points. And actually, they scored first after halftime, and we were down 15 there at one time, and it wasn't looking very good at all. We kind of tightened up on defense a little bit and made a few shots. We got back to as close as three with just about a minute to go or so, but just not enough to get over the hump. They were tough out there, and Owen Dieters had 20 of her own, and we played much better in the second half, I thought, but we dug a little bit too much of a hole.
Now Nemaha Central on a Tuesday this week, arguably a team that certainly got aspirations on winning a state championship and trying to win another portion of a league title as well. And, you know, it was a lower-scoring game, 38-24. What about that Thunder contest on Tuesday?
Well, yeah, it was low scoring and tight, you know, most of the way. We held a narrow margin for most of the first half. We were up three at halftime, and they came out, regained the lead. We were down a basket there to open up the fourth quarter. And then we got down to a real pivotal part of that game, to me, was with about 4 minutes to go. We were down four and had the ball with a chance to make a play or maybe cut it to two. We had a possession that resulted in a turnover and a run out for them to make it a six-point game. There was even a foul on that play. So really the momentum switched right there, and they grabbed about a 6 or 7 point lead, and then they just kind of iced us down. After that, we kind of let go of the rope. Ends up as a 14-point spread, but it really was a four-point game with 4 minutes to go. So we're disappointed, but we've probably found some things in that matchup that we could build on that maybe help the confidence of our young players moving forward.
And it's a quick turnaround coming up on Friday this week as you're back at home and you get a Holton Wildcats team that's coming off a nice win on a Tuesday against Royal Valley. They certainly got some talent, some younger pieces that are kind of coming together. But what's the early scouting report for the Friday matchup with Holton?
Well, you know, I don't know a lot about them. It looks like to me they might be big and physical on the interior and propose some rebounding challenges for our team, which we were kind of up against last night. So we might be back in the same boat, just hoping that we can hang on in that category. And if we can make some shots, maybe we can hang in there.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach Brady Jasper joining us. Lady Redhawks sitting at 2-2 after a loss to Nemaha Central on a Tuesday. They will host Holton on Friday and then wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule on a Tuesday next week on the road at Riverside. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in these next couple games. We'll talk to you after the holidays.
Okay, thanks a lot.